Coming into the game tonight, through four games, your team had only converted 10 threes. You hit nine of them. I guess now you guys are a three-point shooting team?
Of course. Don't tell nobody. You kind of know when guys are feeling it. You know, Dylan called for a ball screen on his own, kind of in the flow of our secondary break, and hit that first one. And you just kind of you kind of sense that that confidence, and everybody kind of fed off of it. I think he hit what, three there in the first quarter or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot easier to do when the ball's not sticking. It's even easier to do when you're getting the ball inside first and letting it get kicked back out to you. Those are a lot of. You know, those lead to a lot of good shots, and you know, our guys were able to capitalize and played pretty well. That first quarter was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Defensively, we need to get, you know, there's always that room for improvement. So we got lost a few times. We gave up some easy looks. Offensive rebounds were the big thing in the first quarter. Number four had like three or four offensive boards and putbacks. So he had, you know, most of their points there at halftime. So we cleaned that up in the second half, and very happy for our guys after three long days. You know, last week. They came back in ready, and you know, hopefully this is a sign of things to come.
Well, you mentioned it there. Now, how much does that open up your inside when you're getting your threes to drop?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think one game's going to make everybody come out and let our post guys go one-on-one, but it'd be great if they did. But, you know, our guys, I thought they shot in-rhythm shots, you know, not just Dylan. I thought Austin played exceptionally well.
Yes.
His best game of the year, you know, no question about it. A lot of guys, you know, came in and did their part. We got to work a little bit on our post positioning. Our post guys like to play with their defender on their back, and it's pretty easy to double team you when you're not making a move right to the rim.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, they'll get it. The shots were falling. I thought in the second quarter they weren't, obviously, as much, and that's where we need to, you know, refocus ourselves and get that ball back inside.
And, you know, it was pretty balanced. You know, you'd have Metzger come in with the big points, and all of a sudden Ronnie would come in with some big shots as well. And you had Gus Hawkins, his first start of the year tonight, comes in two fouls right away in the first quarter. Yeah. You're thinking, oh, no. But you guys were able to expand your lead as well with him on the bench, and I thought that was big down the stretch as well.
Yeah, it was. You know, Gus goes out with two. Carter gets two shortly after him. Jackson comes in and gives us big minutes in the second quarter. It doesn't show up on the stat sheet per se, but just going out there and playing with, you know, control, playing with confidence, not trying to do anything outside of his ability, and he's a good ball player. So when he plays, you know, I don't worry about him at all. He's played enough basketball. He fits right in. Avery again comes in late, does some pretty good things there in the third quarter defensively for us. He's always active. You know, he's really, really active when he doesn't have the ball, and that hurts defense. You know, they got to pay attention to where he's going, got to pay attention to the post players. So throws another little wrinkle in there. I thought Alex Rodriguez came in and gave us big minutes. You know, he was active defensively, and I thought our pressure really kind of set the tone early. I think, you know, if it wasn't an offensive rebound, they probably scored after they broke our press, but I think our press was able to set the tone for our guys on defense, and we kind of fed off of that.
10 players score 40 tonight.
That's
impressive.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
That's a good distribution there. And you almost had, you had three in double figures and almost had a fourth one there. But you got to like that. You guys are continuing to put the ball in the hole here and get to 2-3. That's big for you guys. And now I have an opportunity to get to 500 before Christmas on Friday.
Yeah,
against
you
Colby.
Know, looking forward to Colby. They're a well-coached team. You know, they execute their stuff. And, man, when our guys put it all together, I think they're going to be, you know, something to be reckoned with and some, you know, a team that people really have to pay attention to. There's always those things, like I said, that we can improve on. I think sometimes we just try to make a harder play than we need to, and there's opportunities to make easy plays. So the ball moved better tonight. We shot better as a result of it. Our pressure really set the tone for our defense, even in the half court. You know, I thought our defense was pretty good for the most part. There was a few breakdowns and transition baskets. But they're slowly growing together as a unit, and they're getting better each game.
Well, a big win for you guys here tonight on the road here. And you do it just going 5 of 6 from the line as well. Season high 63 points. Congratulations, Coach.
And yeah.
A great win for you guys. We'll talk to you again a couple more times here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.